the new world order is on its way. Now, of course, it's not going to be like what you and I have in mind with, you know, the NWO. Unfortunately, it's not going to be that NWO, although if it was going to be that, it would be at least a lot cooler. No, our NWO is going to be eating bugs and living in pods and having $9 a gallon gasoline. I mean, if we were going to do NWOs, can I at least be a part of the Wolfpack? I didn't have the Wolfpack music queued up, so. Every time I think of this now, I'm like, so did WCW psyop us? Like 7 years ago by playing new by forming the New World Order and making it cool. Like everybody ran out and bought t-shirts and stuff like that. They're rocking NWO shirts. It's like, hey man, did we get psyoped? I think we did. I want to be this side of the New World Order. No, I want to be that side. I don't think we want to be any. But yeah, whatever. Whatever you're gonna do. But creepy old man lets us know about the new world order that's coming. Of course, I don't think, I think it's a green new world order, quote unquote green new world order for them, because that's their whole goal here, in addition to having the, living in the pods and eating the bugs. Right? RIP Scott Hall, man, too. That was pretty terrible. Hey, if we're gonna have the New World Order, at least let's have them have the t-shirts and the music. But creepy old stuttering man had this to say yesterday.
You know, we are at an inflection point, I believe, in the world economy. Not just the world economy, in the world. It occurs every three or four generations. As one of the top military people said to me in a secure meeting the other day, 60 million people died between 1900 and 1946. And since then, we established a liberal world order, and that hadn't happened in a long while. A lot of people dying, but nowhere near the chaos. And now is a time when things are shifting. There's going to be a new world order out there.
You know, it's just, it's crazy how we have to deal with that, man. This is mine. I'm going to be part of the Wolf Pack, baby. If we're going New World Order, too sweet. Yeah. Cause I'm mass destruction. Guess who's here, the bad boys. I kid, and I'm hitting buttons I shouldn't. Here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. Yeah, the idea that, you know, 60 billion people died, and then we put a liberal world order in, and now we need a new world order, and it's like, come on, guys, y'all just leave me alone. And yeah, it is George H.W. Bush all over again. New world order. So, the idea, and we talked about World War I, and I'm stealing this from Steve Cunningham. World War I was a setup of the passport system. World War II was the welfare state, the social welfare state. And now this one is, in my view, the green new energy. The green new energy world order. Which everything is encompassed under that. That's meat. That's gas prices. That's energy. That's all of this stuff. It's under the green world order. And this is their plan, people. And honestly, yeah, Joe was like, Joe, no ice cream for you today, buddy. You're not supposed to be saying that. They know it's coming, but you're not supposed to tell them it's coming. Because most people, and I said it to Mike during crosstalk, and some of you have told me this, are stuck in this normalcy, the normalcy optimism bias. Just got to get our boys in 2022, or girls, because we got to vote for women now. Into the new, not new world order. No, well, they would be, but we just got to get them elected in and then we can reverse all of this. No, the only way out is back. was going to say the only way out is up, but that makes no sense. The only way out is back. Back to the land, as Mike Church has said. Back to, you know, as Buck Hall and Mike from Restoring the Faith and all these other guys are talking about. Back to smaller is better. Back to all these things. A return to tradition. Taking care of yourself and your families, which is why you got to come to the Upon These Rocks Congress. We're going to be talking about all these kinds of things. And so, you and I aren't shocked. And most people that'll hear that will go, eh, whatever. I mean, it's a new world order, blah, 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 like the NWO and this and that and all kinds of things. And so, it is very interesting that... it is a Catholic land movement. The old world order. That's right, Cesare. We want the OWO, baby. The old world order. Give me that. I want the old world order. I want a couple tracts of land. I want my food. I mean, I've looked at my land. My land is not great for farming. I am debating whether I need to start my garden in my front yard. Now, I don't know if I want to be doing that. Because, of course, I'm psychotic enough that, or I'm crazy enough that if I do grow a garden in my front yard, I'm going to electrify it so nobody can get at it. I'm going to put an electric fence around it, which is just a car battery. I mean, it's not going to be tough. But, you know, the idea that the only way out is to continue to go through this is just crazy. Something to trust, to trust anybody else, especially those who do not share your interests or your belief system. Now, I'm going to say you have to be Catholic. My evangelical brothers and sisters, you guys, we all share the same goal. We all want to get to heaven. We all believe in God, and we all believe abortion is bad, and we all believe in all of these things. Yeah, dude, I don't have, my land is not great. My, the left, I mean, I have 0.6 acres. Most of it is rock. And so I would have to farm in my front yard. And that's what's going on there. But if I need to, I would. If I need to, I would at least try it. So we'll see how that goes anyway. I can't really move to Dusonia as much as I would like to. Dusonia is a beautiful place, but that's what we're looking at here. That the conspiracy theories are confirmed, and we're not is a cliff next to a track. Ah, well, it seems like you're in the same spot I am. I mean, I mean, if I got goats, they would love my yard because it's all like rocks and hills. It would just be crowd climbing up and down it. But we'll see how that goes. Anyway, I just had to make that point. Joe said it. We all knew it. And the people that need to hear it won't hear it or get it. And that's the thing that really we have to start understanding is that I'm not saying, you know, disassociate yourself with these people, but understand that anybody that is not taking this, no, but they like to climb rocks, right? Goats like to climb rocks. Maybe they could. I don't know. I will, Brian. I'll send you some special picks, buddy. It's private picks. Got to pay extra for those. 844-527-8723. Yeah. It just has to be mentioned that it worries me that there is a lot of people that are still living as if it's 2019. Or that Trump is going to save them. Or, you know, like Lauren Boebert put out a tweet, there's no gonna be no new world order on my watch. Listen, Gun Bunny, you ain't done nothing for gas, food, or anything else. What are you gonna do to stop him? You gonna make fun of Joe Biden again? Because that didn't really work the last time. Brian, you be careful what you ask for. I'm just saying. I'm not saying. Just saying. All right. I've been babbling around enough. We talked about the New World Order. We talked about the Upon These Rocks Congress. Let's get to what y'all want to get to. It's time to rip and read some headlines. Gentlemen, let's head on over to American Greatness with Miss Liz Shield, who actually did her job. I know, it's so mean of me to say, but okay. Morning Greatness, Biden warns of coming Russian cyber attacks. Mike and I just talked about this. If there are going to be cyber attacks, either purported by, you know, it might not even be the Russians. It might be the CIA who does it and blames the Russians. Right? We're so desperate now. We're not even like, send pics, send crops, send pictures of crops. So, according to Morning Greatness, I'm thinking water is probably going to be the critical infrastructure they go after. And so that's something that needs to be looked at. Russian military heavy losses from Ukraine in charts. That's a lie. Civilians flee towns, describe street-to-street battles. That's what happens in these things. Remember the quote from The Patriot? Where he's, this, you know, this war will take place in our homes and with our families. Everybody wants war until it's in your backyard. Then it's like, oh, no, 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 I don't want a war. Right? Let's see here. I don't know. Russia may be the devil to some people, but the fact that they're banning Facebook and Instagram, they're going to be they're going to be that old meme, that old Irish meme, like if the Irish never found whiskey, it'd be this 20th century with utopia with flying cars and world and peace throughout their country. You keep banning McDonald's, Instagram, Facebook, all these other things, Russia's going to be one of the cleanest countries in the world in 4 years. Maybe that's part of the consecration, right? They get rid of all this nasty junk of the world. I'm kidding. But a Russian court has banned Facebook and Instagram in the country, labeling its parent company, Meta, as extremists. I know this puts me on the pro-Putin list, but where's that Russian court wrong? Where are they wrong? Because Meta is extreme. Meta, the company, has said that they will not stop child trafficking in places like the metaverse because they don't have any control over it. Or they can't, they don't want to stop it. Once again, maybe they're doing something right.